Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of Straight Torque, Top Gear Philippines 10-minute motoring talk show, which you can catch on topgear.com.ph and podcast.ph. I'm Vernon from Top Gear Philippines, and I have with me my two associate editors for print and online, Paulo Subido and Dinzo Tabamo.
Hi guys.
Hello.
And our topic for our second episode is car sales. And paano, kasi ang dami nagsasabi, sobrang traffic ngayon, car sales daw yung dapat sisihin, no? Daming bagong new cars na nabibenta. Gusto ko maintindihan gaano ba kalaki itong numero na pinag-uusapan natin. So we have with us right now si Mr. Froylan De Chankin. He's the first vice president of Mitsubishi Motors Philippines. Froy?
Hi Vernon. Hi Dinzo. Hi Pao.
Hi Froy.
It's a privilege to be here.
In-invite natin si Froy.
Second episode. Yeah.
Because Mitsubishi is the second best-selling car company in the Philippines. Next only to Toyota.
Yeah.
How many new cars do you sell in a month?
Well, for Mitsubishi, we're averaging around 4,500 units per month.
A month? That's yeah. One car brand only?
Yeah, that's only for us. If you're referring to Toyota, we probably double, no?
Yes.
So they're selling around 9,000 or 10,000 a month.
Yeah.
So that's only for two brands.
Pao, do you know that the target of the whole car industry for this year alone, 2015, is 310?
That's the forecast of CAMPI.
That's a really amazing, huge number.
Let's do the math. 310,000 for 1 year. So that's 25,800 new units in a month and around mga 860 units a day.
Yeah.
And sinabi ni Fry kanina, Dinzo, na 70% daw, 65 to 70% ng new car sales naka-concentrate sa NCR, sa Metro Manila. So, 70% of 860 new cars a day is 600 units.
Correct.
Can you believe this? So we have 600 new cars being added to the road in Metro Manila every day.
And where does all that go?
Dins, tingin mo, saan na pupunta yun?
But I have to share something with our viewers, Vern, that I know that it's a lot of cars, but we have to also remember that the huge car sales, this also generates jobs for a lot of people, and it's something to think about as well.
Correct, actually.
It's a very, very big industry.
You're correct there, Paul.
Especially Mitsubishi has a manufacturing
facility.
How many models do you manufacture here right now?
Actually, right now, we have two vehicles, the L300 and Adventure, and these two vehicles are actually for entrepreneurs.
For
no? And,
it's
for domestic.
For Philippines, yeah,
domestic okay. market. Then. And right now, we have a manpower complement of 900 people.
Sa manufacturing
yeah, manufacturing.
Oh, it's a lot.
And Freud, I'm sure a lot of the materials for the cars also come from outside then, the support industry. You're,
the ancillary network for manufacturing is actually quite big.
Yes.
You have vendors, you have dealers. Mm-hmm. So all rely on the manufacturer.
Yeah, but car sales. Freud, why do you think car sales sobrang matindi yung growth these days? Bakit malakas ang benta ng mga bagong auto?
Well, bottom line, Vernon, it's basically the economy. The economy is doing good. And when we're talking about economy, it's about the GDP per capita. We're actually seeing now a market explosion, meaning Filipinos are already have a high confidence level for buyer's confidence, no? And right now, if we're saying the GDP per capita reaches 3,000, that's where the peak of car sales actually will be booming. No?
You mentioned,
similar to Thailand.
You mentioned confidence sa mga buyers. Ano? But talaga bang may capability na tayo to finance mga bagong kotse? Because minsan may nagpapadala sa aming press release yung mga banko. Ano? May mga repossessed cars sila na binibenta. Ang daming mga repossessed cars. Yung obviously, hindi kayang bayaran on a regular basis ng mga...
One thing that is attracting people to buy new cars is the initial cash outlay. It's very, very low. It's very affordable.
And without taking into consideration
Let's say for Mirage, you can just get it for 30,000.
Yeah, and without payment. Without considering yung monthly.
Yeah, because the theory there is, of course, initial cash outlay is important, but later on, as you, let's say for 5 years, you finance it for 5 years, you expect some improvement in your salary. Meaning the family income will get higher as the years pass.
It's, they call it like the wheels of success.
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned kanina 600 new cars, Metro Manila alone. Ang problema, wala tayong phase out program sa Pilipinas. Niso, you were telling me about sa Japan. Well,
yeah, regulation is one thing we should consider with the old cars. In Japan, I remember, if your old car is technically sound and they inspect it, it's fine. That's the only time you can register. But if it doesn't pass the inspection, if it's not roadworthy.
Well, ideally, dapat naman ganun talaga eh. Kaya yes. Tayo may mga emissions test eh. But hindi yun yung totoong nangyayari. No? Yeah. You go out there, you see a lot of cars that are not roadworthy.
Yeah.
No, dilapidated and spewing black smoke.
I think most of these are actually coming from the previous used vehicles.
Yeah.
I think right now we're also witnessing some the replacement of these used vehicles which were actually sold in the past years or past decade.
No, is it really that we're talking about
the new cars?
Are they the cause of traffic?
You have to do the math. 600 new cars added to the road every day. You have to wonder saan napupunta lahat ng mga coaching to.
For us, no, as a in the automotive industry, as a representative of the automotive, you cannot stop it. Considering this has happened.
So what do we have to do other, as a nation? The government, what?
Well, we have to have some check and balance. Well, what Dinso mentioned, no, like. There should be a for used vehicles stricter implementation for
make it more expensive for everyone to keep mga super old cars. Yeah.
But the problem there's no inspection. No, how do you inspect it? Who inspects it? So right now, these systems are not in place right now.
Paul, you're a fan of classic cars, more old school cars. Are you in favor of retiring old cars?
No, don't force the people to throw their cars away or scrap them. But I'm okay with having to pay extra just to keep my old car on the road. That's okay.
Okay, Freud, you're saying in 5 years' time. 500,000 new cars.
That's a projection.
Every year?
Yeah, that's a projection.
Hindi ba medyo nakakatakot?
No, for 2020, that's already 500,000. So, probably next year, another double
digit. Are you consciously making an effort to drive the, yung sales growth nyo outside of Metro Manila?
Well, for us, we in the case of Mitsubishi, our ratio is more or less 60 on the 65-35, meaning 65 in Metro Manila, 35 in the provincial areas, because we have a good network in the provincial areas.
I think sa provinces, no, marami pang mga road space na pwede pa nilang gamitin. Pero sa Metro Manila, parang ang sikip-sikip na.
What about Juan, discipline? What if even if there are more cars now, what if people are more disciplined?
That's also one thing. I think that should be the one being the total focus of traffic.
As a car industry executive, Froy, hindi ba kayo nag-worry na sabi mo after 5 years, magpa-plateau na to, magpa-flatline yung growth nyo?
For us, I think it will still take time to plateau because right now we're still, the ratio of vehicles versus the population is still very, very low.
Yeah, you were saying kanina, how many cars right do now, Filipinos have per 1,000 people?
Right now, it's 30 cars per 1,000.
Let's say versus Indonesia.
Thailand is 206 per 1,000.
So for every 1,000 citizens, ang Indonesia merong ilan?
Thailand has 206.
200.
Japan has 588.
And tayo 30 lang.
30 lang tayo.
So you're saying
so you will really expect that the ratio will, or the car sales will actually go significantly increase to the years to come.
Okay. Parang sobrang...
It's actually frightening. But again, there are road infrastructures going on. And I think this will be finished by 2 or 3 years' time. And again,
so
there'll
be... 2-3 years pa tayong medyo karmagedon nito every year.
Well, if you think like let's say Thailand right now, they have a lot of road infrastructures already, but still you can experience Bangkok traffic, and we're not talking only 1 hour, 2 hours.
I guess the solution
hours.
Now is to move to next to your office. Anyway, that's what we have. That's all we have for now. Nakita natin yung numbers, no? So talagang fantastic yung car sales growth, but also we need to address that para ma-solusyonan natin yung traffic.
I think government should work with the industry, with the other agencies to be able to solve this problem.
Okay. So, yun lang po tayo for today. Yun po yung traffic, yun po yung topic natin. I hope may natutunan tayo. And we invite you guys. Paolo, invite
Top Gear Philippines magazine on newsstands. Please check it out. Lots of good stuff here. We all love cars.
Beans?
Watch out for more news and podcasts on topgear.com.ph.
One question before we go. Yes. Troy, everybody's been asking us about this. Kailan ang launch ng Montero Sport? Yung bagong Montero Sport?
It's Rami? Soon, very soon. And probably
time frame?
Early next year.
Early next year, guys.
Yeah, exciting.
If you're in the market for a mid-size SUV, the Montero Sport is coming early next year. So guys, on behalf of the whole podcast production team for Straight Talk, yeah, I thank you for tuning in again. And come back again next week. We have an exciting topic next week. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.